الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala commands us to fast. Ulama have written, fasting not only of the three basic essential things, by that our farad of roza, of fasting, will be completed, but that we keep fast on every part of the body also. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, for many a person, his fasting, he gets nothing from fasting but hunger. And whole night's ibadat, he gets nothing but tiredness. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained that a person, for example, fasted, but he backbited in the fasting, committed some other gunas. One common guna that with many of us, we don't perform our namazas, we don't perform them correctly. Many of us, we keep the rozas, but we are not performing our namaz, etc., which is a major guna. And one farad of roza we fulfilled, that also, alhamdulillah. But the other farais of namaz, sometimes all five namazes, many people are not conscious, they don't give importance to namaz, or some of the namazes, we must have so many other farais. In the same way, ulama have also written, like we go on the journey of hajj, which is one farad. But how many times, how many of our other farais, namazes, etc., we destroy so many other farais. Also on the journey of hajj, many times we don't keep in mind our parda. Though normally perhaps we do maintain to some extent, some way or the other. But many times in the with hajj, then there are other family members or other friends, people we meet, and we don't observe the parda as it's supposed to be. Whereas on that journey particularly, we should be more particular about all these things. So with roza also, we should try and keep our roza and stay away from all types of sin, so we get the full maximum benefit and the purpose for which this month is, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ تَقْوَى, that we can acquire this taqwa and we can make the profit of taqwa. We fulfill our farais also, and whatever degree of taqwa we have got, Allah Ta'ala increase it and it may and becomes more. The beginning of taqwa is to believe in La ilaha illallah, that is the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, and the end of taqwa is darja ihsan. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه, as though we see Allah Ta'ala when we make our ibadat, and all the stages in between. So every year, especially the month of Ramadan, which is a real booster month, which is a month in which we can acquire so much, and to acquire thawab is very good, it is a month of ibadat. But more important than that also, our Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say, is to acquire taqwa during this month. To acquire this quality that throughout our year, throughout our lives, whatever command of Allah is directed to us, we fulfill that command. And we fulfill it properly also. And whatever Allah has made haram for us, makruh, whatever Allah is undesirable for us, that we have that strength within ourselves that we can stay away from it. And preferably, easily we stay away. And sometimes it comes hard on the nafs, then to make that mujahada, but to stay away. So this taqwa, really, Allah Ta'ala has given us this great auspicious month in which we can gather, we can gain this taqwa. So together with all our other ibadat, for which we do, and our spirit is to do it for thawab, which is very good, but more than that, to acquire this taqwa. And all that also, whatever we do, if we do that also, fulfill Allah Ta'ala's commandments, and we have it within us also to acquire this taqwa. Our tasbihat we read, our zikr we make, and at that point, we should just refresh and think, almost half of Ramadan is gone already. and especially with a few basic things, especially the four virtuous acts, the two La ilaha illallah and Nastaghfirullah, which please Allah Ta'ala very greatly. And the other two, Nas'aluka al-Jannah wa na'udhu bika min an-nar. How much are we really practicing on it? Before we know, the month is gone, and we said we hardly perhaps, how many times did we read it? And Allah give us also tawfiq to read it, keeping the meaning in mind also. And this is, as explained, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam laid so much stress on it, that he mentioned it particularly, that we should do this excessively. Read these four things excessively. Are we doing it even in a limited way? So Allah give us tawfiq. One good place to do it is between the four rakats of Taraweeh, where we read some other wazifas also. Try and we read this also, La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, nas'alullah al-jannah, wa na'udhu billahi minan nar. And if we can punctuate our dhikr, etc., some of our elders, all the time, they just, it's on their tongue, Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abadan, ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi, salatu salam on Nabi sallam, or any other. But this particular of Qasida Buddha Sharif, this is a very famous amongst our elders, that is just on their tongue while doing work also, other work, especially for ladies, while they are cooking, etc., all the time, this is just on the tongue. It will help us very, very greatly. So, to save ourselves from guna in this month, to acquire taqwa. So, for that, another very important aspect of which we have to, our attention is drawn to by our elders, is to keep roza of the tongue. That is also a very, very important, to control the tongue. In fact, in one riwayat it comes, a sahabi asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that with times of difficulties and problems, that how to come out of those problems. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam said, control your tongue. The first thing, that we should control our tongue. The second thing is that your house should be sufficient for you. This is a command for the woman also. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ General, all times. Not only in this present condition. And it is Allah's command that women particularly should only stay in their houses, only emerge of a shari'i necessity. And if we read the kita, the room masalas, which Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has written, we find we fall very, very far short. That on for what purposes is it permissible for a woman to leave her home? Just comes to mind that on one occasion, our Shaykh, Hadrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi's family, Ammi Jan, there was some necessary work in a government office. So Maulana Mazhar Sahib, Hazrat's eldest son, he took his mother, did the work. When he came, he brought her to the house and he told her, okay, you can now get off. He was going somewhere else. She was like bewildered, shocked. She asked, what must I, where must I go? So this is the house, you have to enter. She didn't know at that late age of her life that this is how the front of my house looks. That this is the door of my house which takes me into my house. That also she didn't know. Just in the house all the time. So Allah Ta'ala make it for us, it will be called extremism, it will be called whatever, what funny things we will, fanaticism and all that. But really, that how a woman should be. In the beginning stages when we were in Dioban, once or twice we saw the gullies are very, very narrow. A motor car cannot even pass there. So narrow. But if one woman of one house want to visit the woman of this house, then just that short distance, which is perhaps 1.5-2 meters, some of them, now it's completely different, of course. But at that time, they should have what they call a palki, little like a carriage, which is closed with curtains on all sides. They will keep it at the door of this house. The woman will enter. Nobody will see her. Take it to this house, and then this side they will open, like some of the lifts we have. When you enter the door, this side doors, when you come out, you go out from the other, then the other doors they open, the other side. And the woman goes, nobody knows what color clothes she has got, a tall woman, a short woman, built woman, lean woman, nothing whatsoever. Like that, so much. But today, unfortunately, in these very centers, and the enemy, Shaitan, at the top of the perimeter of the triangle, right on top, and with all his friends at all the different layers, have made it all the different things which we are involved in today, that today we look down upon these things. And today, for example, to eat in one plate, if the whole family have to sit, we will look down upon it. To sit on the floor, Allah give reward to Tabligh Jamaat. Otherwise, there was one, when Jamaat work started in South Africa, one alim, Allah grant him Jannat, inshallah, he said that Tabligh work can never succeed in South Africa. That South Africans, that they're going to sit on the floor and eat. It was a thing out of the question. They are going to sleep on the floor. It's alright for India, there it's alright still. But for here, it's out of the question. But what miracles happen? And we have to make lot of dua. The enemy also have recognized where our power is. And they are busy working in so many ways that we don't understand. And they're destroying these very basic essential things of ours. So anyway, so Allah give us tawfiq that to control our tongue, to stay in the house. Woman, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. And in fact, for man also is this command, that we should stay in our homes. For necessity we go out. For to earn our rosy, we go out, no problem. And that also, that we don't waste time outside with friends, spending time. And today it has become the way of society, of our Muslim people, that we're going to have tea at a tea shop, we're going to have some meals at a restaurant, etc. We will go out for picnics, etc. And we are pious, so we will look for a quiet spot. We will go to the beach also, and there also we look at a time when there aren't other people, because we are very pious people. But the actual command is to stay in the house. Today, right now, one family, mashallah, alim in our town. The wife also tells the husband that why don't we also go like other people, they go for holidays, let us also go. But he just stays at home. And not old also, but otherwise in old age all these things come, that it comes. But in his young days, he doesn't budge at all and just pabund at home all the time. Allah Ta'ala bless us with these qualities. So to for the man also, for necessity, by all means, Jamaat Namaz, we go to the masjid. To acquire knowledge, we go out, etc., for whatever necessities. So that was the third thing. And the third, the second thing. And the third thing, wabki ala khatiyatik, cry over your sins. And really, if we go and see, this is what our elders are prescribing for us in these conditions also, that we must cry over our sins. And today, Allah give us tawfiq that we cry and cry. And if we cannot cry, then at least to make the face of a crying person. And for that, for dua of 1-2 minutes won't be enough. Just to get into that, we need a bit of more time. So Allah give us tawfiq that we take out time. One person, an alim, wrote to our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali that my heart doesn't take to making duas. The munajat maqbool to read, that usually we read, and duas are not to be recited, duas are to be made. And also what came to mind, if it can help us, that when we read our munajat maqbool also, other duas also, we think that I'm at Multazam, and I'm there by the Kaaba Sharif. And then we are like right by the Kaaba, we are making duas. Then sometimes we are in the Hatim, we are in the Kaaba. Sometimes we are busy making tawaf, and our duas are carrying on in the tawaf. We make muraqaba of that. Sometimes we are in Safa Marwa. Sometimes we are at Safa, sometimes at Marwa, sometimes between Safa and Marwa. Like that our du'as will become, we will have much, much more feeling. And when Allah give us the opportunity to go for Umrah, to go for Hajj, then there also the du'as we make there. And yeah, while we are here, the same thing when we read Salatu Salam, Durood Sharif, that we are standing in front of Rauza-e Mubarak. And the great added advantage at Multazam also, there won't be no rush when we just make our muraqabah. And we can, with our time, we can do it in the Hatim, no rush anywhere. And at Rozai Mubarak also, no guards chasing us away, nothing, but with our ease we can read. And inshallah, that will have much more, there will be much more feeling in it also, and we'll enjoy it also much more. So to make our du'as also, and to cry over our sins. And we all have got our sins, we all have got our weaknesses. Allah give us tawfiq to cry over them. So Allah give us tawfiq. So with regard to the tongue, to control the tongue is a very, very great ibadah. And this is the month. And really, if we see the lives of our elders and how they passed their Ramadan, the tongue was used really only for tilawat. For Ramadan, many of our elders, all replying of letters of the murid, etc., mashuras, meeting with people, very, very minimal. And all the time, mainly only tilawat of Quran Sharif. So Allah give us tawfiq that we use our tongues for the recitation of Quran Sharif. We make our read, our tasbihat also, make our zikr also. But any other thing unnecessary, la yani, fuzul, that we should stay away from, completely we should stay away. We read also that in the khanqas of before, a person who had the bimari, the illness of talking a lot. So one of the remedies they used to do is that they used to hang a board from a string from his neck and in front by his chest, I'm not allowed to speak to anyone. So he stays there all the time. So nobody, he won't speak to anyone. The board is on him. And nobody is allowed to speak to him also. And he should control the talking to a very great extent. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali in his khanqa, he should say, if you want to eat, you've got appetite, you eat a lot, though it's discouraged, but you can eat. If you just want to sleep, you can sleep. But talking was the thing that was not allowed in the khanqa of Hazrat Shaykh. And anyone found talking used to be sent away. So this talking, and today with us, it is a person who is popular in the business, in the social gatherings, in the home, is a person who just talks all the time. For everyone, for everything, he's got a comment. For everything, he's got something to say. And he's got an opinion on every matter. That is a person. And a person who sits quiet, such a person, he doesn't count in the social gatherings, etc. In fact, this one person who passed away while making dua with his family, by the Maqami Ibrahim, behind Maqami Ibrahim, and he passed away there, and it was between Asr and Maghrib, such a time also, and very Mubarak Maut. One of his habits which the family then explained was, even if people are sitting in a family or anything, he'll go one side, read his Quran Sharif. So Allah give us tawfiq. And today also there are people, mashallah, who just occupy themselves with their Quran Sharif. There was one Maulana Hurmuzullah from Bangladesh. He came in Jamaat to here, very, mashallah, very strong da'i and a great Allah wala. It is famous about him that he did not see one tree in our country also. As soon as he sat in the car, Quran Sharif. He would just keep on reading, at night tasbih, eyes just down all the time. But when he used to make his bayans, mashallah, what beautiful bayans he used to make. So people like this, I had the experience sitting with Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, rahmatullah, when Hazraji and them came. We were in New Town Masjid, and then some ladies wanted to become bayat. So Hazraji was going to their house, and from there they were going to the airport. So just one or two blocks away. And as soon as we sat in the car, they took me with for translation. So Hazrat Maulana Palanpuri was sitting in the back seat. As soon as we sat in, he opened his bag, took out his kitab, some books, to write something, to read something. And till the last moment when he had to get off, he put it away again. And then there, when Hazrat started the bay'at, again he started. The bag was open, again he started his work. Till the last moment, closed it, and then went back in the car. So like this, we have seen these buzurgs, they will, to the last moment, they won't waste time. Like for example, if we read Quran Sharif, we are reaching the destination. So I've reached my surat, I've reached my ruku, and now still another 2, 3, 5 minutes, and so we close up. But they, not till the last, when they have to get off, till that moment, they will keep themselves busy. Because any delay can happen, and how they look after time. But anyway, we are talking about our tongue, controlling our, use it in the right way. So we should try our best, and using it in the wrong way, for any wrong thing, talking wrong things, even idle things, unnecessary things, that also we should try and avoid. And especially in this month, many permissible things also we should try and avoid also. And it's not difficult. Allah give us tawfiq that whenever we want to speak, for example, you pick up the phone, you have to make a phone call, make the niyat, I'm doing it for the pleasure of Allah. Allah, you guide me to say the right words, to say it in the correct tone. And just it comes, and then it becomes ibadat. That phone call of yours, which would just have been a phone call. No, nothing wrong. You spoke what was necessary, some good work, whatever. But now that you made this niyat, it becomes such a great ibadat. So, and in this way, we will learn to control ourselves. An easy way also to rectify this is at night when we lie down, prescription from our buzurgs, that you think every day what I spoke, how much was necessary, unnecessary, what was right, what was wrong. But for us to do that will be almost impossible. The amount we speak all the time. So, but if we start, then we will see it will come under control. And also from here we understand that really they used to talk so little that they could now think of it the whole day what I spoke about. That what did I speak, what was necessary, what was unnecessary, what was incorrect, etc. So like that. But today for us to even accept it is very difficult. On one occasion, one person, a friend of ours, his wife, they were having some financial problems, and the uncle wanted the wife to go and work. So he asked me, so I discouraged it. So he told his uncle, so the uncle told, that man belongs to 800 years ago. You can't listen to him in this zamana. Yeah, he doesn't know what's happening now. So I said, that's a compliment. And if he should have put me further back, even a bigger compliment. So today it's difficult for us to understand. But for whoever himself, and all this also, if we do it, and it comes to us from my side, it must come. Not because I'm told to do it. Not because of somebody else. I do it from my own side. And that also, if we can build this relationship with the wife also, that we want her to live as we would like her. And we work on that. And then we'll find that with the in-laws, always there's a fight between mother-in-law and son-in-law, that you're not keeping my daughter well, you're too strict with her, you don't spend enough on her, whatever it is. But if we work in this matter, she will be our lawyer. She will be happy. And she won't even let the blame come on us. That I want to do this. I left this. I want to live like this. Like that in our deen also, not because my deen tells me, but the nature of deen comes into us, I want it like this. I want to live like this. So Allah bring it. And we don't have to worry for all the comments and all the what people will criticize and say, that is going to happen. Or nobody is spared of that. Nobody has spared, people haven't spared Allah Ta'ala. وَلِيَّازُ بِاللَّهِ What things are said in the with respect to Allah Ta'ala. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What a miracle our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is. What akhlaq, what teachings. But he is also, the Sahaba are not spared. And today Allah save us all. What things about the Sahaba. Any buzurg, there isn't any buzurg also who was not spared. And what their lives were. What Allah wala they were, what they, in every aspect what their lives were. So we don't have to worry. We to try and be popular with everyone, and that everyone who has been in the good books of everyone, and all must like us and praise us, that is not required at all. We, if we do things to please Allah, Allah will make the people pleased with us. And then there is reward also. And if we want to do things for people's sake and to make people happy, we will never move anywhere. We will never be able to achieve anything. So our deen, so our talking also, how much less we make it. People will talk about us, will say things, but we should ignore all that. We should do what we have to do and do it also that I know I have to do it. It's mine. It's and I come Islam, the deen of Islam, raditu bil Islami deena. I'm happy with Islam as my deen. And that Islam which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, not only the name of Islam, but behind that everything else is happening. All the other ways of life, whether it's Western, whether it's Eastern, whether it's modern, whether it's ancient, we don't live an ancient life also. We don't live an Indian life or Pakistani life or even Arab life. Our life, Allah make it Sunnat life. That what is Sunnat, what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us. So talking also, Allah bring it, and that we don't suffer from a complex that if we don't talk much, etc. And of course not to the other extent also that we don't talk at all. Where it's necessary also we don't talk. Where it's necessary, a person should speak there. It becomes faraz also to speak where it's necessary, but where it's unnecessary, and today that limit is hardly, it doesn't apply. But the other limit, we are gone far, far beyond the limit. And a person, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he used to chide himself and speak to himself, he used to say, why did you say this? Whenever you speak, you say the wrong thing. Why did you say this? Why did you have to say this? So they used to take out time to take stock of themselves, of what they spoke. So, but today we don't have no time. And we are just too happy. And talking also, there is so much of detail. قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. How must we speak also? How to address somebody? We are speaking to a child. We are speaking to a grown-up. All different. How was you? We want to say something also. We want to correct somebody. That also Allah give us tawfiq that we think how to say it. By Abdul Wahhab Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali used to say that if you want to tell somebody something, but you can't tell him that, he won't accept what you say. Or his position, your relationship, you can't speak. He says, then think of how through somebody else. But then again, not to expose that person's weaknesses. How to get to say to that. So when we want to say something also, we should think properly what we say. How we say it. With little children also, what we sometimes, we our intention is good, but we don't say it in the right way, and we cause more harm. And many of us, we fall prey and we fall guilty to that. We wanted to make up things with the wife, for example. We went and make it worse again. We go and say such things, we make it worse. Between friends, and some of us, Allah make us maaf. Some couple comes with their problems, marriage problems, and sometimes we say things they want to make up, but we break up things for them. We have to make up. So this is very, very important, the usage of the tongue. Jismuhu sagheer, very small it is, just a few grams it will weigh. And a few centimeters, square centimeters. Wajurmuhu kabir. But the sin of the guna is very great. And ajruhu kabir also. If we use it in the right way, the reward of the tongue, as it is mentioned in the hadith, a person says a word and he doesn't care what I said. But it takes him to the depths of Jahannam and he goes down and down and down. One word. And a person says a word and it takes him to the heights of Jannat. He just keeps on rising all the time. Just to say Allah. Oh, what great thing it is, isn't it? Yeah, and where a person rises. When there is an argument or something, or we see a situation and we just diffuse it with one word there at that time. We won't perhaps pay attention to it, but by Allah it's accepted, and where it will take a person. So our tongue and what we speak with the tongue is very, very important, that we learn to control the tongue. And we use the tongue in the correct way. With the tongue we can reach the heights of Jannat. And with the same tongue we can go into the depths of Jahannam. With all our piety in its place. Tahajjud whole night, tilawat also whole night, but with the tongue we said one thing wrong and that can cause our destruction. And on the other hand, if we use the tongue in the right way, Also, the hadith, the famous hadith, that if you give me guarantee of two things, I give you guarantee of Jannat. That piece of flesh between your jaws and your piece of flesh between your thighs, your tongue and your private part. So these are things that we have to work on. And this end, the first, the starting part is also the tongue. From the tongue, then other gunas to come after that. Also, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained that, for example, a person gets involved in a fight with somebody. He gets a physical also, punches the person, kicks the person, but it will never be that the person just comes and he just starts kicking and he starts punching. First it will be the tongue. You did this, you did that, now it gets worse. Starts swearing him, now he's built up more. When it reaches a certain level, now he wants to fist the person. He wants to kick the... And if the tongue was under control, then everything else also should be under control. Even all illicit love affairs, all from the eyes, from the tongue, then all other things happen afterwards. But if the tongue is controlled and we maintain it, and we also regard it as an amanat from Allah Ta'ala. The tongue is a great amanat also from Allah Ta'ala, and an amanat where we know khiyanat, we all will look down on the person who makes khiyanat. But the khiyanat of the tongue, khiyanat of the eyes, that is also, we use the eyes wrongly, it is also khiyanat. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that the tongue we look after, we don't abuse it, it's a great ni'mat. And Allah has made a few people dumb also. Allah's wisdom, Allah knows. But one of the great benefits that we get from there is that we can make qadr that we can talk. If nobody was dumb, then we should... But in spite of the fact we know they are dumb people, we know certain people who are dumb, they can't speak. But we should make qadr that Allah gave us a tongue, that we can talk. And the real qadr is to use it in the right way. And this is everywhere. With the wife who we are with quite a bit, a person is. With our own children, our subordinates, with other people, many of us, outside the house we got so good akhlaq and character. But in the house, the wife will also say, people will say, you can't believe it's the same person. So this is, and charity starts at home. And all this is part of that charity, that we treat the wife also well, our children also, and if we do things in the correct way, really seldom will come the time when we are left to shout at our children. To just step them a little short will come seldom. But if we wean them over, and we give time to them, and then they will do things according to how we want to, and we won't have to. That when it is necessary, sometimes just that little shout or just the frown on the face or that stern look on the face will be also enough. We won't have to do more than that also. The same way with the wife also, that for example the Quran Sharif says that when necessary, just hit her. That hitting of course is not what we think of hitting. Just a little tap, that will be also too much for her. That she won't be able to take that. So Allah Ta'ala, let us do all our tarbiyat, learn things correctly, do things correctly, and then inshallah, everything comes under control, the tongue, the eyes, all the other parts of the body, the rozas we will start enjoying. Rozas also, that famous incident, those two women who were about to die, and then, so that the ulama have written, that by sinning, rozas become hard on a person also. And when obedience of Allah is there, rozas also become easy then. And namaz also starts becoming easy. Otherwise, to go for namaz, we have to make wuzu, we have to go for namaz, we have to leave this work, we have to leave our soccer, our playing, our this, that, our baking. But if we get into the obedience of Allah, we'll see it just all fits in. Everything just comes right. Allah makes it easy, and then Allah gives the enjoyment also. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Allah be pleased with us.